Men as Peacemakers has been doing some really amazing work in our community for, geez, I want to say close to 25 years, maybe a little longer than 25 years. They've got a program called the Domestic Violence Restorative Circles Program, and they're looking for volunteers from the community to take part in this restorative justice process of transition circles and support circles. Amy Brooks is on the line this morning to tell us a little bit more about what these circles are about and what kinds of volunteers they're looking for. Hey, Amy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So nice to have you on the line with us this morning. The idea of domestic violence restorative circles, can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
So the restorative circles, this is a program that we're offering to people who, the participants are transitioning back into the community after a brief incarceration. And we offer transition circles to them, and we also offer support circles to the survivors of domestic violence. and basically what that is a way of the community coming together to support these individuals and as they're transitioning back into the community, as well as addressing the values and beliefs that exist that allow the violence to continue. So it's a way of basically stopping the perpetuation of violence within our communities through the support of the community.
Is it difficult for this kind of support, and especially looking at community support, for a person who has been abused, been battered in a relationship? It seems pretty obvious how that might be helpful. But is it difficult for people coming out of incarceration or people that are repeat offenders? Is it difficult for them to have to face a group of community members?
So it's an intentional process, and it's about building relationships within the community and going from there. So it's not like you're jumping right in and addressing the harm that's been done. You're building a relationship, and it's definitely something that people are concerned of, but we're working with people who are in our community. These are this is something that happens in our community. It happens in every walk of life. So it's a way that the community can come together and address these issues. But the participants in the program have to have some sort of motivation for change. They have to want to be in the program. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. So that's something that we take into account as well.
Exactly. It would seem like it would be a completely different thing if people were being forced to be there, perhaps,
exactly,
against their will. But this is obviously if they want to be there, that's a completely different thing. Abusers are frequently, if you see an abuser portrayed on TV or in a movie, they're a very one-dimensional person, and you never really find out maybe what their motivations are for this behavior. Are the transition circles an effort to try to get past the behavior to the person and the motivations?
Yes. So it's getting to addressing those underlying kind of deeply held beliefs and values that we're all kind of steeped in our society. It's still women aren't equal to men. And, it's not a cakewalk. It's definitely something that it can be intense. It's a very powerful process to be involved in something like that. When somebody, but it's very moving, it's very moving to see somebody, a light bulb kind of go off and be like, okay, I see how that connects to my behavior and, how I was thinking that way connects to why I was using violence against my partner.
And it's probably the first time, or maybe one of the first times, that anybody's sat down and tried to have that conversation or shed some light on some of that stuff.
Right. Yes. Yep. And it's these difficult conversations that I think are very important for us to be having in order to make progress as a society, as a whole, not only individually.
Now, when you're looking for volunteers to work in particular with the transition circles, are you looking for volunteers who perhaps have an experience of being a batterer, being an abuser? Is that level of empathy, firsthand experience, something you're really looking for in volunteers?
No, it's not necessarily what we're looking for. We're looking for basically anybody from all walks of life, 18 and older. We offer a free training. It's a free 12-hour training, and we do this quarterly. Our next training is actually this Friday and Saturday, which is almost full. And then our next free training will be September 15th and 16th, which is a Friday and Saturday. But in this training, it's basically we're going through the dynamics of domestic violence, different theories of restorative justice, and then also giving people the tools that they need to understand how the process works, how the circle process works. But yes, we're not looking for any specific, it's just we're looking for whoever is in our community, whoever makes up our community, basically anybody who's 18 and older.
Who wants to reach out and provide that kind of support.
Yes, yep, and it's a way of giving back. It is a commitment of 2 hours a week, but in the free training that we offer, we go through all of that information.
Amy, thank you so very, very much for taking some time to talk with us about this. And we'll get a link set up on our website so it'll be easy for people to find the information. If it turns out that the training that you want to attend at the end of this week is full by the time you get around to registering, there's another training coming up in September, and you'll have the contact information right there ready to go.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for having me on, Lisa.
Amy Brooks this morning with Men as Peacemakers. They're doing a domestic violence restorative circles training. They're looking for volunteers in the community to take part in this process. There's a training coming up this weekend, rather Friday and Saturday. And if that one's full, there's another training coming up September 15th and 16th for folks who might want to participate.